This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Are you praying while things are still good? Or do you only pray when you need something? Check your heart. Because if you really believe, if you truly believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, then like the book of Matthew says, if any man wants to follow God, he must deny himself and take up his cross. If you really believe, then you need to turn to God daily, not only in hard times. If you really believe, then you would live a life where you know you're not perfect. But when you're weak, when you are tempted, your strength is found in God. If you really believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God, then give him the throne to your heart. Walk by faith, not by sight. Do not be an unbelieving believer. Be all the way. All in for Christ.
The Bible says in Luke chapter 1, verse 37, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." What an amazing promise. At different points in my life, and even now, I have to go back and contemplate on what the Lord has already done. I can ponder on the times that He helped me pass a test in college, or healed me of an illness, giving me that job I've prayed for, and even granted me the little things that I've asked for. All of these things required and took faith. With each one, God built my faith more and more. After each battle, my faith grew more and more. We, as children of God, have to learn to flex our faith muscles and use faith everywhere and all the time. We serve the God that called time into being. His very word holds the stars in the sky and keeps the planets in alignment. We serve a God that sits on the circle of the earth and knows the numbers of hairs on our heads and the measure of tears that we have cried. He is a God of the impossible. He is the great I am. Nothing is too hard for him. Saints of God, work your faith and believe God to do the impossible. Matthew 17, verse 20. Because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. This is a powerful reminder of how mighty faith is. In the book of Matthew, chapter 21, the Bible tells of a time when Jesus was hungry and went to eat figs from off a tree. It was a time of year where the tree should have been in full bloom, but it was barren and yielded no fruit. Jesus rebuked the tree and said, "From this time forward, you will never grow any more fruit forever." Immediately, the tree withered up and died. The disciples were amazed. Little did the disciples know that Jesus had just taught them a very important lesson in faith. Matthew 21, verse 21 and 22 says, "So Jesus answered and said to them, 'Assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it will be done. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive.'"
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company S.I. and its operating company 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
I believe that Jesus was also teaching us that when we use our faith and believe, things have to fall in line with His Word. I'll say it again. If we use our faith and believe, things have to fall in line with His Word. Jesus spoke to the tree and it withered up and died. He didn't waver or doubt when He said it. He said it in total authority, knowing that his faith would accomplish just what He said it would do. Men and women of God, when we use our faith, we must cast away any inkling of doubt. If you believe that it will come to pass and it is in line with God's will for your life, all things are possible. If you need help with your faith, use God's word to encourage yourself. And always remember Mark 9, verse 23. If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. So, brothers and sisters, work your faith.
Now, the Bible says in Psalms 34, verse 17, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles." Isn't that amazing that the Bible actually says that? The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears. But it doesn't stop there. The Lord delivers them out of all their troubles. So what happens to the unrighteous when they cry out? Who hears them? Who delivers them out of all their troubles? From this passage of Scripture in Psalm 34, we should all be encouraged to pursue righteousness. Because when the day comes when it's your turn to cry out, if you have been pursuing righteousness, then the Lord will hear you and deliver you. God the Father has given His people the license to call upon Him when troubles of life come. Notice how I said, His people, God's people, those who pursue righteousness. And it's not to say that you're perfect, but it's to say that your desire has nothing to do with the world and everything to do with Jesus Christ. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. There is a condition for you to be heard by God. That condition is righteousness. Are you a righteous man? Are you a righteous woman? And I mean righteousness according to the Word of God, not the self-righteousness which the Bible describes in Isaiah 64, verse 6, saying, "All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind our sins sweep us away." This is self-righteousness being described here. This is where you are righteous in your own eyes, not according to God's word, but according to the standards you've set. This isn't the type of righteousness we want or need. As believers, we ought to chase the type of righteousness that pleases God and rid ourselves from any trace of pride, arrogance, or self-righteousness. We are to chase after the righteousness of God that qualifies you and me to get God's attention. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. "For our sake He made Him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God." Don't miss how the Bible says, "in Him," so that in Christ we might become the righteousness of God. Are you in Christ? Are you in Him? I ask these questions because there are people who are so in distress and so bothered, saying, "Why does God never answer my prayers?" Well, once again, Psalms 34, verse 17 says, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles." And then 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21 says, "For our sake He made Him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God." So we've established a criteria for God to hear your cry. It's righteousness. And we've discovered the source of righteousness, which is Jesus Christ. None of us can be righteous unless we are in Jesus Christ. Unless we are submitted to Him, we can never achieve righteousness. Unless we are in love with Jesus, unless we are sold out for Him, we can never achieve righteousness. When you are under spiritual attack, that's almost always a sign. A strong sign that you're doing something right. It means you're on the right side. Darkness is in opposition to light. Evil is in opposition to good. Fear is in opposition to faith. And likewise, when you're a child of God, when you're living and breathing for God, you're in opposition to the devil. So expect opposition. Now, because you're living for Christ, you will inevitably grow in Him. And the more you mature, the more you develop in your relationship with Him, the more the devil will realize that you are edging closer and closer to your calling. And so this is one of the primary reasons you'll begin to experience spiritual warfare. And people will often begin to react emotionally. "But God, why is this happening? I'm strong in my prayer life. I'm not entertaining any kind of habitual sin. Why is this happening?" And a lot of Christians will really get in a bother, scratching their heads as to why they're under so many attacks. But perhaps if you were to take a step back and discern that the devil is trying to throw hell and the kitchen sink your way, all because he is in fact weary and afraid about what you would achieve for God if you realized that you were gifted. if you realize that your knowledge in business can in fact be used to grow the church. If you realize that your gift as a pianist could lead so many people to worship in a mighty way. The devil is afraid of you realizing that you're not just a choir member in a small local church, but you are in fact a vessel in God's orchestra, being used to usher in His presence to people who so desperately need it. He's afraid of how much more you would be willing to do the things of God. So he's going to fight you. He's going to try and scare you. He's going to try and distract you so that you never come to realize that the very thing that you love to do but see as insignificant is the very thing that will cause damage in His kingdom. So I pray that God will open your eyes so that you can see the gifts inside you. And make no mistake, your gift will make room for you. So I pray that God not only reveals the treasure, talents, and gifts inside of you, but I pray that you would use your gifts to God's glory. I pray that you would not forget to thank the one who gave them to you. And most importantly, I pray that the enemy would not discourage you or make you think that there is no place for your gifts to be of service, because that is not true. God has definitely created you with a purpose.
If we are followers of Christ, we don't have to be bound by fear. Because of His amazing love, we are victorious. We are more than conquerors. We are children of God. So what do we do with all this anxiety? How do we deal with all this worry we've been carrying around? The Bible gives us a simple answer. Pray about it. The Bible says to make our requests known to God because He cares for us. He wants us to know that everything will be all right. Instead of despairing every moment of every day, let's be people of prayer. Let's be people of faith. Let's be known as people who rise above anxiety and trust that no matter what, God is in control.
If you ever felt unqualified, if you ever felt unworthy to be used by God, then you're in good company with so many other Bible greats. You see, Moses felt unworthy to lead the people of Israel. And when Paul set out to reach the Gentiles, he counted all his religious accomplishments as rubbish. The Bible makes it clear that it's not about our qualifications. It's about God's power working through us. Understand that God qualifies the unqualified. Man looks at outward appearances, but God looks upon the heart. So today, if you think God's grace is out of reach, if you think you'll never be qualified enough, then this message is for you. I would like to tell you today that the Lord God will take you as you are. He'll take you with all your weaknesses. He'll take you with all your flaws, all your shortcomings and mistakes. Even at your lowest, God will still take you as you are. You see, He doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. It doesn't matter how broken or damaged or messed up you are. It doesn't matter what you've struggled with in the past or what you're going through right now. God's power is made perfect in your weakness. We can never measure up to God's standards. But in His mercy, Jesus came to live the perfect life that we could not. And He died so that we would have the joy of knowing the Lord forever. So when the world says you're not good enough, remember that while you were still a sinner, Christ died for you. God loves us just as He found us. But thankfully, He doesn't leave us there. He promises to fill us with His Holy Spirit. Through Him, we can become something far greater than we could ever be on our own. He has set us apart to accomplish great things in His kingdom. He will transform and renew you. He will mold you into a vessel He can use. He is willing and ready to shower you with love and make you an instrument for His joy. And so, if you're feeling far from God, run to Him. If you're feeling lost, run to Him. If you're feeling hopeless, run to Him. There are no conditions, no strings attached. He won't turn you away. He won't turn His back on you. You don't have to clean up your act before you come to Him. You don't have to look or dress a certain way. You don't have to have every verse of Scripture memorized. And most importantly, you don't have to know all the answers. He's right there waiting with open arms, ready to embrace His beloved sons and daughters. The kingdom of God is made up of people just like you and me. Broken, imperfect people who are saved by the grace of God. See, our salvation is not dependent on us. There is nothing we can do to earn God's favor. It's all because of His unconditional love. And so, when we come to Him, ragged and weary, He simply dusts us off and says, "Welcome home." When everyone else rejects you, God will take you just as you are.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter. Hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.